Rita, would you get me the files on last year's garbage strike, please? Hello, Parker. I suppose you're here to sell me some exclusive photos on Spider-Man in action. Oh, I can't, can't I? Why else do you suppose I've got him on the payroll? Keep out of this, will you, Parker? If I'd have wanted a partner to help me make decisions here, I'd have gotten one 30 years ago. You have an idea for a story. Not now, but can't you see that I'm busy? You should be working for a science fiction magazine.
Oh, we'll ask her to come in.
Somebody here wants to meet you. Come in.
Miss Hoffman is a reporter for the Weekly Examiner.
Why don't you sit down?
She
has an idea for a story. As a matter of fact, it's something that I've been seriously thinking about for some time now.
You tell him.
The Examiner and the Daily Bugle print the story simultaneously. Well, of course he doesn't mind. You don't mind. Send him in. Here we are together again. The Bonnie and Clyde of Manhattan Island. Parker, you're fired.
Oh, come on, Chief.
Don't call me that. Do I look like Sitting Bull to you?
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. But please, don't fire me. I need the job.
You should have thought of that before you got the Bugle into this mess.
Mr. Jameson, the police didn't even hold him. You can't fire
Yes, me. I can. And you keep out of this. Parker, you've got 5 minutes to get out of this building. Come back here!
She said you'd take care of everything, Jack. You are their father, aren't you?
Their father? Parker! Is there one of these contraptions here that I can ride?
I want my lawyer! Get me out of here!
Don't worry about a thing, Mr. Jameson. Your lawyer's on his way.
What are you doing here?
Rita called me.
Why?
Well, she thought maybe I could help you.
Well, what am I worrying about? Here I am in jail, accused of attempted murder, 3 days before a stockholders' meeting where I have to fight off some pirate who's trying to take over the paper. Look who's on my side. College kid who runs around with a camera hanging on his neck and a lawyer that nobody can even find. Do you realize who I am?
Very important man. That's why I'm recommending that the DA sleep on it before deciding whether to charge you or not. Of course, you'll probably have to spend the night in jail.
What?
Well, that's good, sir.
Parker, I don't see anything good about this. If I lose control of the paper, you'll probably lose your job. You've thought of that, haven't you?
No, I mean, it's good that Captain Barbera's recommendation counts for so much. When he finds out that the Bugle is doing an in-depth profile on him, and he realizes that his treatment of you will have a direct bearing on the tone of that article.
Article on me?
Well, I'm sorry. I saw the memo on Rita's desk. It, one of your better ideas, I must say.
Yes. Thank you.
You know, maybe I'd better call the DA. It would be a shame if Mr. Jameson had to spend the night here if it really wasn't necessary.
Are you sure he won't mind if you call him this late?
Trust me.
Parker, sometimes you amaze me. An in-depth profile of Captain Barbera. That's the worst idea I ever heard.
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. You liked it.
Sure. That was before Rustin slipped into a coma. You know what this is going to look like to the stockholders of the newspaper?
Mr. Jameson, you're not guilty.
It doesn't matter. If I'm not at that meeting for any reason, especially if I'm in jail, I'm going to lose the paper.
We can't let that happen.
We? There's nothing we can do about it.
Mr. Jameson, do you remember those pictures that I took at the museum? Could I have another look at those, please?
Why?
I got a shot of one of the demonstrators. Now, I think this man was involved.
They're all involved. Have you been talking to the bulletin or the dispatch? I see. You're the first of the rats to leave the sinking ship. Is that it?
I would never do any such thing.
I paid you more than I should have for those pictures. They're mine. Nobody's going to see them.
Ah, Parker.
Oh, Mr. Jameson, how did it go at the stockholders' meeting?
Oh, I think you could say I sunk that pirate. It was beautiful.
So you're still in control of the newspaper?
Well, there was never any doubt about that. Once I got out of that ridiculous jail...
Oh, I'm sorry about that, sir. Just doing my job.
You did an excellent job, Captain.
Why, thank you, sir. I'd like to take all the credit, but I have to admit I couldn't have pulled it off without Spider-Man.
Oh, well, he'd be delighted to hear you say that, Captain. Do you mind if the Bugle quotes you on that?
Not on your life. I'm not giving any recognition to some freak who runs around in a red and blue union suit. Not one picture here. Not one lousy picture.
Sir, there are three rolls of pictures here of the cloning experiment.
Frogs? Frogs are page two news, Parker. Elevator crashes are page one. Now, where are your pictures of the elevator crash?
Oh, well, Captain Barbera exposed all my film.
Parker, you listen to me, and you listen good. Now, if you insist on sticking your nose in where you haven't been assigned, and that's what you did when you went to that hotel, then I expect pictures from you, and I don't care how you get them. Barbera, no Barbera, you understand?
Sir, how am I supposed
to... Don't ask me how. That's your job.
I did my job when I got the pictures of the cloning experiment.
Frogs! When you've seen one frog, you've seen them all. Action, violence, elevator crashes. That's what sells newspapers. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
I hope so. Now, the Science Foundation's throwing a costume ball to raise money for their scholarship fund. The guests of honor are going to be members of the Torvald Committee. But don't you bring me any pictures of old men with beards. Beautiful people. Romance. Glamour. That's what sells newspapers.
But I thought you just said that violence and action sells newspapers.
I hope you're being funny.
Do I have to wear a costume, too?
Do you have to? Yes, Parker, you do.
Okay. I'll have Rita fill out a voucher so I can rent one.
I think you're joking. What you wear on an assignment is your expense, not the newspaper's.
Rent a costume on my salary?
Well, then borrow one from one of your classmates. Lord knows they look like they're wearing costumes all the time.
But, Mr. Jameson, you don't understand.
Parker, any more arguments out of you and I'll have your...
Yes, I know, sir. On a silver platter.
Talk.
Get your hands off me, Barbera.
Captain Barbera to you, Spidey.
Mr. Jameson.
I'll have your head on a silver platter.
Hold it.
Put that camera down, Parker.
You mean to tell me that you spent the whole evening with one of the most beautiful movie stars in the world and you don't have any pictures?
Well, I was going to take some.
Now, wait. Don't tell me. Let me guess. Somebody stole your camera.
No.
No. You forgot to take any film.
No, it was nothing like that.
Well, then what was it?
Well, she left early.
Why?
She got sick.
Oh. Was it anything serious? Maybe there's a story in that.
You know, I think you might be right.
But of course I'm right.
And I'll get right on it. But to do it right, I will need one thing.
Of course. Your every request is my command.
All I need is a car from the motor pool so I can get from the...
A car? You want a car, that's all.
Thank you, Mr. Jameson. I was afraid you wouldn't understand.
Oh, but of course I understand. Parker, did you know that for the first 10 years that I ran this paper, I rode the subway to and from work every day in all kinds of weather?
No, sir, I didn't know that.
I think it did me a lot of good. Just as I think it's going to do you a lot of good.
Does that mean I don't get the car?
Parker, you'll get a car from me the day that the Statue of Liberty roller skates down Fifth Avenue. Now get out of here. You're supposed to be at the airport in 30 minutes.